You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 8, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The explosion at Smitty's supply plant in Roseland, Louisiana, on August 22, 2024, highlighted environmental injustice in a majority black town. Residents faced an oily substance and chemical residue, with Millie Simmons, a 58-year-old childcare worker, struggling to breathe for days. Weeks later, children at her workplace remained indoors due to air quality concerns. This incident exemplifies how communities of color disproportionately endure environmental pollution and industrial disasters. In Roseland, the black sludge coated homes and cars, yet residents were left to clean it up themselves. This contrasts sharply with federal responses in predominantly white communities facing similar disasters. Environmental justice advocates for fair treatment and involvement of all people regarding environmental laws and policies addressing the disproportionate burden on low-income and minority communities. Environmental racism illustrates how systemic inequalities shape responses to environmental hazards. The EPA stated the Roseland fire did not warrant federal cleanup support, despite hazardous materials like arsenic and lead being present. Residents were instructed to wash off the soot without clear information about the chemicals involved. Conversely, a 2023 warehouse fire in Richmond, Indiana, saw rapid EPA cleanup efforts, including air monitoring and debris removal at no cost to residents, highlighting systemic disparities in disaster response. Fenceline communities, located near industrial facilities, face heightened pollution exposure, impacting health and quality of life. The rollback of environmental regulations, such as the Risk Management Program rules, increases the risk of chemical disasters, disproportionately affecting these communities. Chemicals found in the Roseland soot are toxic and can cause severe health issues, including cancers and neurological damage. The EPA's cleanup criteria depend on various factors, including contaminant types and potential exposure pathways. Community input is considered, but its influence can vary. The EPA's tailored cleanup efforts, like at the former DuPont East Chicago facility, aim to mitigate future exposure. Pollution from the oil and gas industry disproportionately affects Black and Asian communities, leading to significant health disparities. A national study found that 91,000 people die prematurely in the U.S. each year due to pollution from this industry, with the worst impacts in Texas and Louisiana. Rollbacks of environmental regulations increase risks for fenceline communities, with the EPA's dismantling of strengthened risk management program rules targeting nearly 12,000 chemical facilities. Residents often lack transparency regarding chemical releases and health impacts. In Roseland, the mayor expressed concern about unclear information on released chemicals. Long-term health assessments typically involve health registries and community surveys, but attributing specific health outcomes to exposures remains challenging. The South Side of Chicago faces anxiety over a quantum computing development, raising concerns about pollution and displacement. Legal protections and policy changes are crucial to address environmental injustice, including strengthening regulations and requiring cumulative impact assessments. The Roseland explosion underscores the unequal burden on vulnerable communities, where residents fear speaking out due to job ties to the industry. A class action lawsuit has been filed by Roseland residents seeking damages related to the evacuation. Copyright, African Elements.